The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the league on Thursday, May 26th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today to use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Biggest piece of news from Wednesday was that Colin Kaepernick, who last played football in 2016, same year he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, is scheduled to work out this week with the Las Vegas Raiders. It will mark Kaepernick's first workout with an NFL team since 2016. It'll be the first time since the former star quarterback visited with a team since he flew to Seattle to meet with the Seahawks in May of 2017 before they passed on the opportunity to sign him. Raiders owner Mark Davis did speak about a month ago on his thoughts about Colin Kaepernick and whether the Raiders would consider signing him.
Listen, I believe in Colin Kaepernick, and he deserves every chance in the world to become a quarterback in the National Football League. I still stand by it. If our coaches and general managers want to bring him in or want him to be the quarterback on this team, I would welcome him with open arms. I think Colin's a very misunderstood human being. I've gotten a chance to talk to him. I never really knew Colin, and I didn't understand him, and I didn't understand the kneeling, what that meant initially. Over time, I have learned a little bit more about it, and I understand where he was coming from, and he's got a message for society as a whole. There's people that I'm very close with. Tommy Smith is somebody who, back in 1968, made a nonviolent gesture to let people know that, yeah, I might have won the gold medal, but there's a lot of problems left back in America that we got to fix. And I think in the same vein, Colin Kaepernick has sacrificed a lot of the things that he could have been doing in his life, and to get a message across about police violence and equity and inclusion in America.
Now, we also have to mention that former Raiders head coach John Gruden appeared in court on Wednesday for the first hearing in his lawsuit against the NFL. Gruden claims the NFL leaked emails in a malicious campaign to get him fired. The judge did deny the NFL's motion to dismiss, so the suit remains in court. That's a win for Gruden as an individual, probably a loss for the NFL. And maybe not a huge coincidence that the Raiders decided to announce on the same day that this judge passed this ruling in favor of Gruden that they were working out Colin Kaepernick later this week. The Raiders also signed on Wednesday former Packers free agent defensive lineman Tyler Lancaster. The Pittsburgh Steelers officially named VP of Football Operations and Business Administration Omar Khan as their new general manager, taking over for Kevin Colbert. From Steelers owner Art Rooney, quote, "Omar has been an integral part of our football operations department during his 21-plus years with the team, and that experience will serve him well in his new position." Pittsburgh native and Eagles VP of Player Personnel Andy Weidel is also slated to be named Steelers' new assistant general manager. On Wednesday evening, the NFL and NFLPA locked in some rules for the 2022 season. Among those rules, 8 players per team can return from the injured reserve list in the upcoming season. 4 games must have elapsed before a player can return. Also, some additions to the practice squad, as 6 veterans are now allowed on practice squads. A practice squad player may be elevated to a club's active/inactive list for a maximum of 3 regular season games in the same league year. The Cleveland Browns made it official with Jadeveon Clowney. They gave the pass rusher a 1-year deal worth $11 million, with $9.25 million in guaranteed money. It's essentially a 1-year, $10 million base deal with an additional $1 million available in incentives. Clowney is officially back with the Browns, though Browns tight end David Njoku is skipping Browns OTAs while he awaits a new deal. Two sides are reportedly very close on an average of more than $13 million per year, but guarantees are the holdup in the negotiations. Could still get done this week for Njoku to return to Browns practice. On Wednesday, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh fielded questions about Lamar Jackson's contract situation and his current absence from Ravens OTAs. Now, he didn't say much, just saying, quote, "I'll just let Lamar speak for himself on that. It's for him to talk about." That's about all we got from John Harbaugh on the contract situation, but inevitably, with star quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, we assume that the Ravens and him will come to an agreement at some point. Tampa Bay Buccaneers returned to the field for OTAs this week, and linebacker Devin White spoke with the media on Wednesday. When asked about the return of Tom Brady, White said, "It's Super Bowl right now. It's Super Bowl or nothing. We know that. I'll say that in front of all the cameras. That's the only goal. That's what we want. That's what we are after. We know we're not there yet because it's a long season, long way to go, but that's what we're fighting for." I'd have to imagine Tom Brady agrees with Devin White. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Javon Kinlaw had a verbal confrontation with a local reporter Tuesday night after calling into the reporter's YouTube channel. Grant Cohn, who covers the 49ers, is part of Fan Nation on SI.com, was describing an encounter he had with Kinlaw during Tuesday's practice when Kinlaw called in. According to Cohn, Kinlaw approached him on the practice field and allegedly knocked his hat off. Kinlaw said he took issue with the manner with which Cohn covered the 49ers and how he discussed Kinlaw and his teammates. The 49ers selected Kinlaw with the number 14 overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. He's appeared in 18 games over 2 years and saw his 2021 season end due to a torn ACL. That's all I got for you on Thursday, May 26th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review, and stay tuned later this week. Nothing on the docket today, but Friday it is the look ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats Guerrera, so be on the lookout for that. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.